有一个早上，我早上很早起来 meditate， 就很快就觉得那样很清晰的那个 awareness， 就是，但呢，它就是好像，我只能用形容词形容，它就好像会，怎样讲，expand 到好像没有 borderline 这样子。
Very spacious awareness
啊。对，然后它就，就有那个四个字，好像就是它就好像讲起来，它就是好像无边无际的这样子，然后它就就好像会明白到心包太虚这样一个四个字这样子，然后就是这样子。
You understand? Because the nature of the true mind is so different, the oneness nature. Yeah.它会现出来的 ，no problem. But more important is the wisdom part, the understanding. That one more important. Whatever that can give rise to wisdom is the real cultivation. Otherwise, the experience that you experience is based on condition. When condition is there, you can experience that type of mind. It may help you develop wisdom if you have the understanding.Otherwise, it's just an experience, but never, never make the mistake of clinging on to the experience by equating fantastic experience as you have progressed. As long as the wisdom is still not there, that so-called experience is just part and parcel of the way cultivation. So more important is to develop wisdom, understanding of the awareness nature,deeper and deeper, then come out into daily life. The daily life, daily mindfulness, sati sampajana is very important. Without that, you cannot see a subtle delusion. That's why all our formal meditation alone is not enough. You must see all this subtle defilement behind. The mundane mind before it really collapses.After you have developed the wisdom, you need to go through that phase of daily mindfulness to understand how it stir, how it react, how it come out with the views, opinion, and the conditioning, the memory, the sankhara activity, everything. Then the day Christina sent out the Jai Krishnamurti code is very good, very, very good. Teach you how to observe the choiceless awareness.Where not only you don't make choice, there's a lot of other things you also don't do. Maybe I read to you all, it will help. So this one is very important. To know oneself, means self-knowledge, is to observe what one thing. 听到吗？你的 sankara and all those things, 好像我刚才跟你讲 how one feels, not just superficially, but to be deeply aware of what is withoutcondemnation, means without the egoic mind to condemn, without any judgment, without duality, without 分别心, without evaluation or comparison, means analysis, or reasoning. He said, try it, and you will see how extraordinary difficult it is for a mind that has been trained for centuries to do all this comparison, meansyour memory, your views, your opinion, and your habitual tendency, your belief system, all things. Because for centuries or maybe millennium, to compare, to condemn, to judge, to evaluate, to stop that whole process and simply to observe what is, which is the reality. So that you can understand what one is, means your true nature.The form and mind is not the real you. So this is how you meditate. To really understand oneself based the two aspects of you. The mundane aspect, which is the form and mind, and the true nature. So to know oneself is to observe what one thing, means your thought process, your sankhara. Then what one feel, your feeling, your emotion. your whatever mind states. Then not just superficially, but to go deeply, to be deeply aware of what is, without the mundane mind interfering, means the condemnation, judgment, views, opinion, means to see things as they are. This is meditation. That's why I say, stabilize your awareness to observe. Don't do anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. In the name of meditation, just aware. Then you will understand. You will understand who are you, what are you, how your mind stir, how the content of consciousness went in, how the wrong thought conditioned you into evil tendencies. So all this, you will understand. So this is real meditation. So what I want to explain to Alicia is, it's not the experience, it's the understanding that arises through observation, through understanding what is going on in life, within your form and mind. When you understand yourself, you understand others. When you understand others, you understand the world. Otherwise, you cannot understand the world. The world is the world. Condition like that, things below that. That is the beauty of Dhamma. Okay, Alicia, 明白啊?
明白，Brother
Chiu.
还是
back to daily mindfulness. Silent, silent to observe. It's not the special mind state that you experience in formal meditation. That one is to assist you to realize cessation, nibbana. That one maybe you will need to develop it later. Then initially is to stabilize the awareness nature, you need the formal meditation. Well, your senses are not active during that time, so it's easier to do it, to meditate, to stabilize that. Then after that, you must come out of it into daily life to see all the subtle movement, the feeling, the emotion, the thought process. Through that observation, you will understand. Means observe without the observer. You understand? No? The observer is the thought, the egoic mind. That's why it's this awareness that is aware. There is no egoic mind to condemn, to create duality, to have judgment, to analyze, discriminate, to give reason. Like a lot of people do, like just now you mentioned, why my son like this and like that. Then all these things are the mark that we introduce through the mundane mind. We created them. So observation is to see all this without the mind, the mundane mind coming in. So all this is daily mindfulness. You cannot develop that type of wisdom to all the formal sitting and all those things. No. Well, most of the time under that condition, your mind is very quiet, very still, aware. But during that time, your spiritual faculty is there. Your mental hindrances are all at bay. It cannot surface. That's why you have to come out into light. It's only in the midst of light that your mundane mind can do all those funny things. Stir, react, and create all these things for you to see. So without the daily mindfulness, you cannot silence your mind to observe and to understand. And you cannot straighten your view. You cannot insight into reality. You cannot see things as they are. That's why my daughter got something to share. Yeah.
Hey, Amitofo, Kalyanamita's sister Alicia. Actually, what triggered me to share was the scenario is actually very similar to Sister PG's scenario about the rain. And then it relates also to Jay Krishnamurti's quote that we just shared about judgment. So the simplified scenario about the rain was that there was a preference for no rain versus rain. And then also the judgment that caused the negativity. From this case, right, that this scenario, it could be the preference that staying with me is better than staying outside.
Yeah.
Picking a simpler house is better than buying an extravagant house. So these are the judgments that are conditioning the negativity. And actually, all these judgments are created by our preference. And if we choose to prefer it in the opposite direction, we will see the benefits of the opposite. Like how if we choose to see rain is better than not raining, we will see how rain actually can be good. And then if moving out, if we choose to see that moving out is better than being here, then you'll see that the independence it affords, the possibility of them making the mistakes and learning from them. So there's always two sides of the coin, like how COVID-19 can be good, can be bad, depending how you look at it. There's no definite right or wrong for one scenario. There's always pros and cons. So that's why I see that the word judgment struck me from J. Krishnamurti's quote. We create our judgment of the scenario. That's why we cannot accept any other answer as better than what we think. So, and then that causes the negativity and the conflict, and then the unwillingness to listen to the possibility that it could be better for them. For them to think this way is better for them. Yeah, so everybody has their own karma and their own mix. And then I genuinely believe that, you know, everybody will make a decision they feel is better for themselves. They won't choose something worse if they knowingly have the information available to them. They will pick what they prefer and they feel is best for them. And then we will pick what we feel is best for us. So we can't really apply our judgments onto other people's decisions. Yeah, that's what I feel. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Sandhya. So we had all this understanding unfolding. So like J. Krishnamurti said, my daughter catched the word judgment. That's why when you start to have judgment, means your views, your opinion, your conditioning all come in. That's why with judgment there is condemnation. You start to condemn. Well, you believe in right and wrong. But I always say, right and wrong exist, but it pertains to the conditioned world. Conditioned world has duality, has all this Dhamma thing, has the Four Noble Truth. Birth, old age, sickness and death, everything it has. That is the condition. So the mundane mind also pertains to the conditioned world. Because the mundane mind, the formal mind, with mental intention is subject to karma, the law of karma. So when we understand this, we develop wisdom. Meditation is to develop the silent mind, the true mind, to observe. Without condemnation means without the mundane mind, without the memory, the conditioning, the views, the opinion, the egoic mind, means you observe with the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature. That one observe. That's why without the egoic mind, everything is clear, lucid, clarity, beautiful. Then you can experience the non-duality. Then you realize without that mundane mind creating all those funny things of judgment, condemnation, duality, views, opinion, conditioning, fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, you are so beautiful. Without thought, you are most beautiful. Your true nature. Realize that. Understand that. Then you will know that and the mundane mind are two different things. That's why everything starts from understanding the mind. Sing Wei Gen Ben. You start with understanding the mind. There are two minds. One is the true mind. The other one is the condition arising, mundane mind, thinking mind, the egoic mind. See that, observe that, understand that. Then you will come to know the five aggregate of form and mind is empty, not real, like the Buddha said. These are dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena, karmically conditional for you to come to this world, this existential world, to live life. to develop the cultivation, to fulfill your vows, your karma and all things. So when you understand all this clearly, then you know how to live life. You understand the unconditioned and the conditioned. That is what teaching the Dhamma is all about. So today's sharing is very beautiful. Yeah? So you can understand all this, which is the same thing that I try to express all this while. Then your wisdom will grow. Okay, Alicia? Ah, 还有一样。
As my dad was explaining, one sentence came up, like, and then I realized underlying all this judgment, right, it's one thing, a grasping to control the outcome. It is actually us wanting to influence the outcome that motivates all this to happen in our mind. Our thought
comes up.
Yes, the very underlying part is the fear of them making a mistake. That's very true. Sorry. Thank you, Brother Gio.
Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Just now I saw God Lu with the thumbs up. Oh, he rejoiced. That's why this sharing will become more and more beautiful when more and more people develop understanding. Well, all this judgment is the mundane mind, the egoic mind that want things their way, which is not nature's way. Nature's way is thing is just the way it is, no right, no wrong. They are the way they are. So it will manifest. When you interfere, conflict will arise, misunderstanding will arise. Where you want things your way, which is not what they think or what they believe in. So all this judgment or what we call views and opinion, they come from the egoic mind that doesn't have the understanding where we think we exist. That's why we want to talk about the I, the me, the personality, the ego, and then the evil roots, grasping, clinging, all of the emotion. They will surface the greed, hatred and delusion, where it comes from that personality, the egoic mind, that wants to own things, have things, wants to be right, and telling you, this is my life, why you want to interfere, because like my doctor said, the way you perceive it, you put your shoe in the other side, then you start to understand them better, otherwise you always think from your side. Ayo, why my children like that? Why are they this way? Or why my neighbor like that? Or why my loved ones? They cannot understand me, how I sacrifice, how I do all this for them. That is according to your views, opinion, and perceived reality, where you think you have sacrificed a lot. That is according to your egoic thought, your selfishness, where you think this is good for them. This is what you think they must do. But the world is not what you think. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. They have their own opinion, their views, and their own karma. They do things differently. They perceive things differently. So we have to accommodate all this understanding so as we can have the wisdom to go above, to transcend reality, to transcend views, opinion, and all things. Means when you live in the existential world, there is duality, you must understand, you must accept. But you transcend them in the sense that you do not fall into delusion, deceived by them. That's why this mundane mind is for you to use, but not to be deceived by it. Not to be dragged into the duality, the conflict, the misunderstanding, the argument, the condemnation, and all those things. This one is delusion. So observation to develop this wisdom and understanding to straighten your view is what the Dhamma is all about. Observe through mindfulness. Silence your mind. Then when there is no one inside there to do anything, then you start to realize the mundane mind is the mundane mind. True delusion is still react and it condition negativity. That's how suffering come about. Then when you understand that, you understand the noble truth. The cause of its arising is sakyadity, that condition you to grasp and cling and hold on to these views, opinion and conditioning, and the condemnation and the judgment. So without this, you are beautiful. You are just the way you are. They are just the way they are. Then there is suchness, the reality. Then when you can come to term with the reality and be at peace with the reality, then you realize life is so simple, so beautiful. The acceptance liberates the mind. Then you just live. There's no reality. He know you, he know me. Everything just dependent on originating. Come and go, come and go. So when you have this understanding, then what my teacher shared with me become very beautiful. Only mighty nature rolling by. If we choose to accept everything as natural, then we will be at peace. So all this would surface and become very beautiful. Then like the Diamond Sutta, each year you wave up, we are conditioned Dhamma are like that. They are dreamlike, Zhu Mong, Huan Pao Yi. Zhu Lu, Yi Lu Tian, Yin Zuo Lu Si Kuan. So all this surface when you understand, and it become very beautiful. Okay.